Good morning, Major Lyons.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Look, let first get your comment to what Secretary of State John Kerry had to say. He was on all the talking head shows yesterday saying that basically America is leading and when it comes to a lot of these issues. Your comments.
I'm not sure where we're leading from here or what influence we have in any of these places right now. I know he's heading to the Middle East, but what exactly he's going to do there, he hasn't outlined to anybody, and whether or not we even have the material and the objectives that or the wherewithal to accomplish what we want there. So I'd like to see, you know, some results. I just don't know exactly what the objectives are going to be and whether we've got the capability to even accomplish them.
Well, Major Lyons, I've decided to do a battlefield promotion, and I'm going to make you the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff for the purpose of our discussion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like for you to weigh in on kind of the beginning, the origin of letters. A lot of people are saying that our lack of initially working with the Syrian rebels at a very early stage before they were infiltrated by members of al-Qaeda and other militant wings, that our lack of getting involved there has kind of led to this not only emboldened ISIS group or whatever, but also an emboldened Russia and emboldened Iran. I mean, basically, it's mushroomed into this. Your thoughts?
That's hard to say, only because you're seeing in Ukraine what happens when you support an insurgency that you eventually don't have influence over or lose control over. I mean, you saw the shooting down of the Malaysian airliner is something that I'm sure Russia is not happy that this insurgent group has done. I think that when you back the wrong sides in these operations, things can go very wrong. I didn't think we had enough of a vetting process to any of those groups inside of Syria. They were 1,000 rebel organizations that had their kind of fingers on the pot of things. So I think on a lot of levels, not getting involved, I don't think was a bad decision.
Let me ask you then, in reference to where we stand in the world right now, it appears in a lot of these conflicts, when I speak with you and we talk about a lot of different things, the United States, if it's not going on its own, it hasn't really formulated a united front. Do you think that we are losing the battle by not leading the rest of the world in what we're trying to do?
Well, we're not doing that now because we made decisions years ago to not put us in a position to do that right now. I think just leaving Iraq, for example, we likely should have kept troops there. I think having 20,000 troops in Iraq, that would have maintained a lot of peace, whether people agree or disagree. I mean, there's no question that ISIS would not have had its success in Iraq had we had 20,000 troops there. So I think just a lot of it has to do with decisions that were made in the past, which is why we're not in a position to influence things today.
Let's go to Ukraine first before we talk about the Israeli-Palestinian situation. And at this point, where things stand with Putin kind of at least on his heels for a moment with the shooting down of this this passenger flight, what do you believe the United States should be doing right now in the wake of this terrible disaster?
Well, we've got to figure out as much as we can forensically what happened. I don't think we're going to be able to get on the ground there and check the skin of the aircraft to determine whether or not it actually was a missile. There would be microscopic particles of that missile on the skin of the aircraft if we had the chance to get there. But I've got to think that the Russian spy agencies have already been over that area and have taken all of that evidence out. You know, the situation right now there, though, is one of just figuring out if Russia was actually involved or not. I think Russia troops were involved with the shooting down of this aircraft, and I think that's going to come out and be very bad for Vladimir Putin.
A lot of my callers, Major Mike Lyons, I'll call you Chairman Lyons at least for the next few minutes, but a lot of my callers are saying basically we should be not even involved in Ukraine, and a lot of people are, if you want to call it warrior, really tired of things, but aren't there just some situations where the United States really should be involved to prevent it from metastasizing or growing larger?
Well, I think had Americans been killed, more Americans been killed on that flight, we would have had to have been involved. I think, you know, the sanctions are all we can do right now. I think the rest of Europe needs to kind of wake up as well and get involved here. There were so many people from Holland that were killed in Germany as well. So I think that's what needs to happen. But, you know, for us to just say that we shouldn't be involved because Americans weren't there, we would bring right away to the table center of gravity, center of mass, and a lot of competency when it comes to these kinds of situations.
Isn't this a moment, though, if the United States, my criticism of the president Friday was, well, he's talking about, you know, calling for a ceasefire. I don't see him doing anything behind it, putting anything behind that. Isn't this a moment where we could use the gathering together European nations, everybody, and maybe even escalating things with Ukraine, giving them some more military support, or we might be able to push for a ceasefire at this moment?
Yeah, a ceasefire that has to be agreed on by both sides, and if this disparate rebel side is not going to agree to it, I think then we don't have a lot of choice there. I mean, they want independence from Ukraine. Ukraine doesn't want to give them independence. This is a civil war on a lot of levels. If anything, we just have to keep Russia out of it and let the people inside Ukraine figure it out. I think Russia has tipped the balance and power clearly towards this rebel group. The kind of equipment they've given them is just, you know, well above just small arms and things for them to defend themselves with.
So do you think, before we get to the Israel-Palestinian situation, do you think that this airliner shootdown, while as tragic as it is, really not going to change any of the situations on the ground in Ukraine?
Well, I think it's going to force Putin to shut that border down and to stop the flow of supplies going back and forth between Russia and the rebels and insurgents, and I think it's going to end up hurting them in the long run. The question is whether the Ukraine government now can capitalize on that and go in and kind of reclaim territory back that that should be rightfully theirs.
When you look at the Israeli-Palestinian situation now, a lot of people are saying that there have been two attempts at either a ceasefire or a stopping of missiles firing back and forth, and both times Hamas has continued to fire missiles. At this point, Major Mike Lyons, people are saying, look, the Israelis need to stay in the Gaza Strip until they really just totally destabilize Hamas, but that's also going to cause a lot of civilian loss. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's exactly right, and I think they're going to stay until they've demilitarized it. I think the general officers are telling Prime Minister Netanyahu that we're not done yet, and we're going to go after every tunnel, after every rocket launcher, and do everything we can. It's going to be at least another week or so. They're going to definitely kill more people and civilians as Hamas continues to hide behind women and children. But Israel is looking at this as one of they're not going through it again. They're not going to wait to do this every 4 years. Of letting them rearm and refit themselves and having them to go back in. So I really believe that Israel's not going to stop anytime soon.
And what I don't disconnect, put it this way, I connect what Hamas is doing to the growing nature of ISIS. I connect it to Iran being more emboldened. Again, I guess what I'm saying, at some point, the United States has to get involved to stop the other countries from emboldening groups like Hamas, Major Lyons.
Well, what countries are we talking about? I mean, there's just so many failed nation states right now in the Middle East here. They're just so weakened. I think that, you know, again, we've gotten to this spot because of things that we didn't do 3 or 4 years ago. At this point, Egypt has fundamentally shut down their support of Hamas, and that's really been part of the problem. They know they're not going to get that border open anytime soon. They're not going to get the support they had from them before. They have an arch enemy in Sisi as the Egyptian leader right now that cares less about Hamas. So, you know, this is how Hamas gained access in the global media world, by lobbing rockets into Israel. And so this is a way of them, you know, getting paid attention to them.
Well, finally, Chairman, I make you be chairman again. Chairman Mike Lyons, I have to ask you, a lot of people just don't know, what is the United States' role at this point in the world? What is our role?
You know, that's a great question, too. I think a lot of it just has to do with trying to maintain boundaries around what should be environments that allow, let's say, safe passage of goods and services. And in some cases, the problem is that in the Middle East in particular, that circle has just expanded to the point where it includes so many of these failed nation states. It doesn't look like we're going to lead here anytime soon, but we're going to be someone that will kind of sit on the sideline and wait until some tremendously catastrophic event, I guess, has to happen. And if it's not the crash of an airliner, or if it's not Israel going into the Gaza, I think it's going to be, you know, likely some kind of third world war, which none of us really want to see.
Wow. That reminds me, Major Lyons, of a saying, you know, when you need the police, seconds count, they're minutes away. That's what it sounds like with the United States in these crises.
Yeah, we've taken our military and we've made it one of a standoff. We no longer are deployed forward, and without that leverage there, we don't have the same, we can't project power just like we used to.
I wish you were, Chairman. Major Mike Lyons, thank you so much. Take care, my friend.
Thanks for having me.